VOI Official、あなたも LRI デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして、受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それでは、また次回お会いしましょう。
Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On Thursday, 17th July 2025. Well, today in the morning in Jakarta here, morning reflects goodness, morning reflects novelty, and morning also describes about opportunity and even a new hope, listener. So please, enjoy your day, because whatever you are,whatever you are doing and wherever you are here in your country, I believe that you are still able to push yourself in order to make such better improvement of yourself. But remember, today must be done enthusiastically by yourself. And I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty in Jakarta are ready to accompany you, to educate you, inform you, and entertain you for today's edition. Started from 6 o'clock a.m. up to 12 a.m. in Jakarta. And listener, now we'd like to start our segment with our newsline. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he has reached a significant trade agreement with Indonesia. Under this deal, Indonesian exports to the United States will face a fixed tariff of 19%, while American products will be allowed to enter the Indonesian market without any tariffs or non-tariff barriers. Trump made this statement during a press briefing, as reported here on Wednesday. He said that agreement was the result of the direct negotiations between himself and the President of Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto. President Trump emphasized the full market access the U.S. now has to Indonesia, particularly in the chopper sector. The Financial Services Authority of Indonesia, or OJK, in collaboration with the Indonesia Stock Exchange, officially launched a guidebook in Jakarta. The book is titled Getting to Know and Understanding Carbon Trading for Indonesia's Financial Services Sector. In his remark, Chairman of the Financial Authority Board of Commissioner, Mahendra Siregar, said the book is part of the effort to help the financial sector better understand and prepare for carbon trading in Indonesia. That's the newsline.
Yeah. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Baik-baik sayang ada aku.
some Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, talking about weather forecast, listener, you know that by knowing weather forecast, we are able to prepare fully about our travel, about the needs that we want to bring, or the needs or anything that we want to prepare, listener. And I believe that you have your own way to prepare anything about that. And maybe when you have such a planning or traveling today in many cities in Indonesia, it is much better for you to know about weather forecast. Yes. Now I'd like to share you about weather forecast. It is from Meteorology Climatology of Geophysic Agency of Indonesia. Now I would like to start from the city in Merauke in Papua. Yes. Merauke is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And we go to Jayapura. Jayapura is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Ambon. Ambon is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 28 degrees Celsius. And then let's go to Ternate. Yes, Ternate is forecast cloudy with temperature 25 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Let's fly to Makassar. Makassar is forecast cloudy with temperature 19 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Palu, listener. Palu is forecast rainy with temperature 20 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Manado, the city is forecast cloudy with temperature 20 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Now, let's fly to, what's that? Samarinda, yes, in Kalimantan. Samarinda is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Banjarbaru, the city is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 29 degrees Celsius. What about Pontianak? Pontianak is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Java Island. We go to Surabaya, listener. Surabaya is forecast cloudy with temperature 21 up to 33 degrees Celsius. And then Semarang. Semarang is forecast cloudy with temperature 20 up to 34 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Bandung, in West Java, Bandung is forecast rainy with temperature 14 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Palembang. Palembang in Sumatra, the city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Padang, Padang is also forecast cloudy with temperature 16 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about in Medan, listener? Medan is also forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 35 degrees Celsius. And the last, we go to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, whatever the weather forecast, we hope that you are able to have such better preparation before you leave your city into another city in Indonesia. And at least, don't forget when you would like to go your destination by using airplane or by using train. Don't forget to bring your ticket and also just prepare your luggage. And we hope that everything is is easy and everything is complete, and just make sure that you are in fit condition and with much hope you are able to arrive at your destination safely and enjoy your day, listener.
Statusnya ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil menjadi temannya, walau sebatas di sosial media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Komentar di timeline-nya, aku tak suka, panas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu, terbakar hatiku, hilang sudah logika. Aku merasa jatuh cinta padanya, meski tak pernah berjumpa.
Region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
berdebar rasa di dada setiap kau tatap mataku. Apakah arti pandangan itu menunjukkan hasratmu? Sungguh aku telah tergoda saat kau dekat denganku. Hanya kau yang membuatku begini.
Were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make Tari Topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar Village, Gempol District, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to defend Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold dads. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topeng Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
At the time, Tari Topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacirebonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai punah.
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct.
Seandainya pun,
I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java, and events like the Jakarta Fair. Or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Seharusnya, seharusnya aku percaya. Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sambut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Malam ini akan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka.